So here's what I love about our mayor. It's 8:31 the time, and he calls in, and I'm like, hey, are you ready to go in 10 seconds, or do you want to wait 3 minutes? He goes, nah, let's go in 10 seconds, man. I'm ready. It is Thursday morning. It is 8:32, and we are fortunate to always have on Thursday mornings, we have our mayor, Bob Whalen, with us to discuss all things Laguna. Welcome to the program this morning, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ed. Great, as always, to be here.
Thank you. And thank you for being so cool about when to go on. It's like, hey, let's go right now, man. I'm ready.
Pull the trigger. Let's go.
Yeah, let's roll it. And we do have some things to discuss this morning. We just recently had our third listening session in our search for a new city manager. As our listeners know, John Pettig is retiring in June. And that third listening session was completed this week. What are the next steps?
Yeah, so the next steps are on March 31st, next Wednesday, I guess that is, right? A week from Wednesday, where you have a session with, a closed session with the recruiter. He's going to give us a report on, you know, all the results of the listening sessions. He's going to give us a status report on the applications that have come in, all in preparation for our meeting, I think, Saturday. I've got the date right, April 10th. Where we will have the first interview session with short list of candidates. Well, not super short. It'll probably be 6 to 8, and then we'll get it down to, you know, 2 to 3 for a final round.
Do you have any idea how many total people applied?
I don't yet. I will. I will check with Gary and see. We're going to see all the applications on the 31st. He's going to give us the full list, so it's not going to be a curated list by him, and then he'll have recommendations, of course, but we'll see the full list and then go from there.
Okay. All right. And we'll definitely check back with you, of course. The county is now in the red tier, and I'm curious. I've been mentioning the things to still for our listeners to still have to do, even though we're in the red tier. Red isn't necessarily great. It's just better than purple, really. So being in the red tier and hoping that we can move into orange and then eventually yellow, should Laguna residents plan on attending the pageant this year or anything like that? Or how do you envision the summer looking here?
I think it's going to look certainly more normal than it looked last summer. I don't think we're going to be at 100% opening capacity. There are going to continue to be restrictions at those kinds of venues. But I think Sawdust and Pageant will be open both to a limited degree. I know our assistant city manager, Sheree Dupuy, has met with both organizations to talk about, you know, protocols. Sawdust, of course, you know, had opened in the fall when before the regional shutdown. And so they had a good, already a good trial run. And I think the beaches will be full. Restaurants, you know, that's going to depend. If we get to the orange tier, that would be 50% capacity indoors. But, of course, we're going to have all the outdoor dining still through the summer. So I think it's going to feel busy to people.
Okay. All right. And more, certainly more normal than last year. But still, we're having to take the precautions, and we'll be having to do that through the summer. And also through the summer, we're hoping it doesn't go through the summer. We're hoping we can get rid of get this done by spring. The Laguna Canyon Channel Construction Project, it's going to be shutting down 2 lanes of South Coast Highway between Broadway and Ocean. And that's starting in April, and they're expecting that project to last about 8 weeks. And Caltrans, obviously, will be completing the work. We approved $216,000 to manage the resulting traffic congestion that we're expecting downtown. What does that cover, and how does the traffic congestion, how does redirecting traffic look downtown?
Well, it's going to be a challenge. There's no question about it. When you close 2 lanes of Coast Highway, I mean, we're starting at Crown Valley and up at Newport Coast with signage, and Caltrans had a basic traffic plan. And we said, you know, the staff met with them and looked at it and said, that's not enough. So, we enhanced it, as you say, with the $216,000. Okay. So first effort's going to be with signage at Crown Valley and Newport Coast saying, people don't come through Laguna. We've got it's major construction down to 2 lanes. See if we can divert people out that way. And, you know, we'll have similar signage out in the canyon. But it's going to be routing people off of Coast Highway, you know, through the downtown. You know, people will be going up Ocean. They'll be going, you know, we might even turn them, I think, earlier and get them up onto Glenary and down through. Right. I haven't seen the exact plan, but it's going to be, and then we've got the traffic cadets, at least on weekends, you know, trying to wave traffic through and move people along. But my message to people is, you know, whatever you can do, try to avoid driving on Coast Highway during that time. It's just going to be rough.
Right. So we're looking at other points of congestion of Coast Highway. And you know that people are going to go, ah, yeah, I'll suffer the traffic. And I agree with you. It's going to be tough. And we've set aside, as you mentioned, an additional $20,000 for the police department cadets for this traffic control on weekends. Do you see maybe utilizing them on weekdays? And has Caltrans offered maybe to pay for additional congestion points? Because we're thinking maybe also Beach and Broadway, Glen Erie and Park, bottom of 3rd Street Hill. There's other points that are going to be congested because of the traffic downtown.
Yeah, well, the short answer is no, they have not. They said, you know, this is our traffic plan. But we'll continue to meet with them. And I think we're going to have to, and we've done this before with major projects, we're going to have to see what it looks like on the ground out there and adapt, right? I mean, if it's really terrible, we're going to have to add, you know, cadets or, you know, more resources to try to move traffic as smoothly as we can. I mean, we think we've anticipated the spots, but you never know until you see what develops. So, We can't say this is the plan and we're done. I think we've got to adapt as this thing unfolds.
Okay. All right. And you might tell me I'm crazy for asking this question, but I noticed something the other night which struck me. The last item was an appeal that the council made a decision on without sending it back to design review, which to me seemed absolutely super efficient. And I'm wondering, and I already kind of know the answer, that the council is busy and just can't be, but can this be one way to maybe streamline the design review process in the future?
Well, we did make a change in the municipal code not too long ago to allow what happened the other night. And I think it is more efficient rather than saying you have to go back to a hearing. Right. You know, if something comes up on appeal, the project was approved and we still want the project to go through, but with other modifications or conditions, we can uphold the approval at design review and modify it with conditions without having to send it back. So, yeah, the rationale behind that is sometimes, you know, a project's closed, it doesn't take much to change it, to get it council comfortable with it. And, I think it's going to be a lot more efficient than having to send everything back, you know, on a remand.
Right, right. That was
or deny it.
It did. It seemed just much more efficient, a breath of fresh air. Mayor Bob Whalen, as always on a Thursday, we thank you for calling in this morning. And our listeners know now that you are a music fan. They heard you here during Takeover. We've discussed your vinyl collection. I'm going to send you off with the Rolling Stones and the Spider and the Fly. How's that?
Love it. Love it. Thanks, Ed. Have a good day.
Mayor Bob Whalen, 8:40 the time, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock on the Mornings with Ed Show.